Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
Sebastian Galley, he is of Societe Generale, follows the FX market specifically. Sebastian, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fairly well. First of all, weigh in on, you know, this kind of constant debate out there about whether or not there is a currency war. Is it just something we in the media like to talk about?
It's a nice description for what's been happening for the past few years. So essentially, there's a limited pie in the world, and everybody's trying to take a bigger share of it. Whether they've agreed that the G20 meeting is not to call it a currency war and just call it a good monetary policy. So the Japanese are allowed to weaken their currency as a side effect. The U.S. has been weakening its currency implicitly, if not explicitly, for a long time for similar reasons. They need to rebalance their economy. And ultimately, it's useful for everybody that we see the U.S. and as well as Japan rebalance. So the question is really a question of speed. People get very, very annoyed when you rebalance too fast. And essentially, when you take too big a slice of the pie. So the UK tried it a few years ago, devalued this currency very, very aggressively, and they haven't annoyed a lot of people because they haven't been able to pick a lot of the slice of the big export pie. So it's been tolerated very easily. The Japanese, of course, will take a much bigger slice and therefore will annoy the Koreans to many an extent. So is it a currency war? Of course, it is. It's just a matter of branding. And of course, we rebranded it in a way which is less negative for everybody concerned.
Sebastian, what do you make, though, of the yen specifically this morning, strengthening for the first time in 3 days against the U.S. dollar and as well against the euro, as the Japan finance minister said the government doesn't intend to buy foreign bonds to end inflation by weakening the currency?
Yeah, that's somebody who didn't really read the script, so you're not supposed to say that. Unfortunately, we're seeing some politicians not really being aware of the decisions taken by their own government, and then this is would be clearly one of the examples of it. You're supposed
so it's
to-
an oops.
It's definitely an oops. You're supposed to do it in a different way. So the way Japan used to do it is basically use one of its agents to do it for it, and then essentially Postbank and other elements which would then intervene in the market and would stay off balance sheet. If you're going to do these kind of operations on a large scale, it's not going to go down with the rest of the world. The right way to do it is to say we're going to help Europe and we will finance ESM and all these different facilities because we think Europe needs our funding and we need to stabilize it, and we're great long-term partners for Europe. It's exactly the same thing as saying I'm going to intervene in euro yen, by the way, but it's much better in terms of branding and communication. So clearly, Japanese communication has failed in the past, and we're seeing another example right now.
Just want to mention a headline crossing the Bloomberg terminal. This has to do with some deal flow coming from, it looks like, maybe overseas. Great West Life Co. To buy the Irish Life Group for about $1.75 billion. That's Canadian dollars. And as you know, we've started to see some deal flow in 2013, certainly here in the United States, and we're seeing it certainly around the globe. So another deal seemed to coming together here on this Tuesday morning. We are talking with Sebastian Galley of Societe Generale, talking about the currency market. Sebastian, what is your best guess for the yen over the next few months?
Yeah, we do expect the yen to continue to weaken. One may be the argument that we will get, of course, a new BOJ governor and then the two sub-governors who come in and step in and be very aggressive. That's a nice story. The reality of it is that the market actually wants the yen to weaken, mm-hmm. and therefore that's the reason for it to weaken enough. For us, the top target is around 100. Our different models of concept of long-term fair value would place dollar yen between 90 and 100. It was interesting to see that the Japanese central bank would agree, and they think the long-term fair value is between 90 and 100. We typically get overshoot when people get excited, so 100 is pretty much what we're targeting. The reality of it is monetary policy is relevant to some extent. It's mostly relevant to the market. It's really all about psychology. The market wants to push something and has a good argument to do it, and it will continue to do so. It's a bit like when they broke the Bank of England. Mm-hmm. They're doing it with Japan, but in a friendly way, the same way they're helping the UK to weaken its currency.
That who's George Soros in this parable, you wonder? The yen getting a little bit stronger today. Do we see it sort of trading in a range until we get this appointment of the new BOJ chief?
Actually, we probably could see a clean out of position. So what we do tactically is we buy on the 90 handle and try to head for the 100. So there's always a risk that everybody's overstretched. The entire world is short yen. And so there is a risk that we go through that clean out of position. And therefore, we'll play the range and buy on the bottom of the range, which we believe is around 90 towards a target of 100. It'll be much more difficult in the future to trade dollar yen because we're simply entering in an area where valuation is no longer so strong. And therefore, you have to be a bit prudent about that one. And we're buying at lower levels.
Sebastian, what's your thoughts, though, in terms of where the yen needs to go to make a difference on the Japanese economy?
It's a good question. It has seen a considerable move in the case of dollar yen. I think the one which is really relevant is Korean won versus the yen, which has seen an even more gigantic move since the Korean won is appreciated a lot, and they are the major competitors for Japan. That is a very positive shock. Is it enough to send Japan out of deflation? I think it's enough, basically, to maintain them above zero inflation, so that's probably a good enough. Is it enough? Probably if we were at 120, then we would see more clear signs of inflation at 140. Here, what?
But Korea and Germany might not like that too much.
Yes, definitely. and we do speak with some understanding of this. I think that's where we reach is a level where everybody is okay, that Japan has moved away from a tail risk, but it's not yet catastrophic for the case of Korea. It's also helpful for the Koreans to have a Japanese economy, which is fairly solid, and therefore they probably will agree with a move coming out of Japan. So I think it's not enough to make a gigantic difference in Japan. It's enough to boost the Nikkei very sharply. Is it a structural shift in Japan? The answer is probably not that much. Is it the end of something very bad? And I think that's yes, and therefore it's a very good move for Japan.
Hey, just a minute left here. The Europeans, where do they go from here? Today, Mario Draghi telling everybody basically, shut up, stop talking about currency wars. It's not good for us. And by the way, I think the euro is about where it should be. Does that mean that Europe takes it, whatever happens going forward?
Yes and no. So what's been interesting is that the line of the ECB is to say that if euro is high enough, that it will create enough deflationary power to mean that it will trigger a reaction from the ECB. So what they're trying to do is saying probably anywhere above 140 is too much for them, given the strength of the European economy, which is very poor. And the lower the growth is in Europe, the less tolerant there will be of a high value of the euro. So the answer is more complex. What they say and what they really believe are two different things. I think they're trying to cut off the top side in euro dollar. They think a high euro still helps in the sense that it forces people to structurally reform because their growth is not good, and that forces politicians to do their job. But they're probably not very happy at any level above 140.
Sebastian Gailey, he is a currency strategist at Societe Generale.
Listen to Bloomberg Surveillance weekday mornings at 7 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013, Bloomberg LP.